بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا بأشارف فضلت شارف فضلت شارف فضلت ولا أعرف بالله حكيم والأصل السلام رحمة الله عليه. فتايتو سكون الدين. اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا خدا کی سرکش کشی سے خود کشی ہے مال و دولت میں خدا کی سرکش سے خود کشی ہے مال و دولت میں کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا تھا کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقوی پر سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقوی پر بدو حکم خدا سائزدہ پھر کیسے پا جاتا بدو حکم خدا سائزدہ پھر کیسے پا جاتا اگر پترول کے مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل گناہوں سے سکون پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا گناہوں سے سکون پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا بچو گندے عمل سے امر دوست 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 سے دور ہو جاؤ اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا میں تجاتا ہوں اپنی داستانِ درد سے اختر، میں تک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستانِ درد سے اختر، مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا، اگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا، اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا، بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمده ونصلی علی رسول کریم، اما بعد. حضرت نے بیوٹیفل پوم انٹائٹلڈ سکون دل، کنٹینمنٹ آف دا ہارٹ، پیس آف مائنڈ. So Hazrat is explaining here that the whole world today is looking for peace of mind, contentment of heart. But where is it to be found? They are looking for it, unfortunately, in the wrong places. Hazrat says, agar Allah walo se nahi dil ki dawa paata, if a person doesn't get the medication of the heart by the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it becomes very difficult for a person to control his nafs, which is disobedient, which is evil. The nafs inclines a person towards evil. So one of the main objectives of coming to the khanqa is, one is a person makes zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ibadat, very mubarak, blessed. But more important, the object of actually coming to the khanqa is to find our spiritual sicknesses, to correct them and to better ourselves. Every one of us has got weaknesses. So when we come at Allah wala, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to listen to their advices and to put it into our lives, our practice, I've got pride, I've got jealousy, I've got bad nazri, I can't control my gaze. So all of these sicknesses become in the company of the friends of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then it becomes easy for a person to learn how to cure himself from these sicknesses. But it's obvious, when you come to the Allah wala, the friends of Allah ta'ala, they give you medication. Now you take the medication home, you put it in a nice frame, and you say, mashallah, what a lovely, I go to the best doctor, to the best sheikh, and what advice he has given, but he doesn't come into our hearts, into our lives, then it's obvious we won't get the full benefit. Inshallah, there's definitely benefit just by sitting in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the full benefit will be when we practice on whatever our mashayikh have taught us. Allah grant myself first, and all of us, and all of us, and all of us, the tawfiq. So this is the object of coming. Hazrat says, Khuda ki sarkashi se khudkushi hai maal o dholat mein. کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا. When a person disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then no matter how much of wealth he's got, possessions he's got, he's actually committing suicide. He's killing himself. And you never heard any Allah wala, friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what halat and conditions they went in their life. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in the heart of a person and Allah makes a person happy, then no matter what outward halat come in, problems come in a person's life, this person will not commit suicide. But amongst the kuffar, and the more amazing thing is, amongst the rich people, the countries which have got so much of money, so much of freedom, the most amount of suicides in the world take place there. And that countries which are very poor outwardly, the least amount of suicides take place there. So they've got complete freedom in wealth, they fulfill their desires in every single way, but they are not happy with life. So when a person is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, outwardly he might not have anything, but Allah will give him the contentment of the heart, peace of mind. Hazrat says, سُكُون دِلْ اُتَرْتَ هَيَ فَلَقْتِ اَتَقْوَا پَرْ. This peace of the mind, it comes down from the heavens on the people of taqwa, the people who have got the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And without the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the scientists also, they can never find this peace of mind. This has come directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says that if it was like petrol, the peace of mind, the contentment of heart, then the people, the kuffar, would have gone in the ground, would have dug for it and taken it out and sold it in the marketplaces. And it sold so much money, you want peace of mind, contentment of heart, so much of money we're selling it for. But this is actually found in the masjid, by the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in tilawat of Quran Sharif. Allah bi dhikri Allah tatma'innul qulub. in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heart will find contentment. One of the ustaz once mentioned, there was one jamaat in America, they were making gush. So they came to one place, the Amir Sahib was walking with his sati, he came to one park. So the one brother said, "I'm too tired, I cannot carry on." They say, "You rest down here," put him on a bench and he fell asleep. So one non-Muslim person from one of the buildings, he saw this jamaat brother sleeping, he was impressed, he came down from his building. He woke him up, he said, "You know what, I haven't had sleep for the past 3 months, I'm taking tablets, so much tablets, but I still can't sleep at night. How you got such an enjoyable sleep?" He said, no problem, you come with me. He took him to the masjid. He said, "Come sit here." He sat in a talim. 5 minutes, he was out already. Put him down, first time in 3 months, he slept. Sukoon adil. Sukoon Allah Ta'ala, sending down the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doesn't mean you must sleep in the talim. But just to show, this person accepted Islam. He woke up, he accepted Islam. What a sleep I got. Because the people who are living in fire, in Jahannam, how can they get peace of mind? And this is the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It descends in such gatherings of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should make a lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us these gatherings. But it is to take the lessons from here, bring it into our lives, then a person will get the true peace of mind. And there was one person, he wrote many books, Dale Carnegie or something like that. He wrote many books on how you must get enjoyment in life, you must get all of these things, and then he eventually committed suicide. So thousands of people were reading his books, and he couldn't find a solution to his own problems. He committed suicide. So these people haven't got it. The psychiatrist, the most amount of people who commit suicide are psychiatrists. They are trying to solve other people's problems, they can't solve their own problems. So it is not in their way, their tariqah, in the ways of the kuffar, and whatever their lifestyle is, but it is in our sunnah, in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the teachings of Quran Sharif. Hazrat says that, "Buto ke ishq se dunya mein har aashiq hua pagal." In the love of the idols, of this woman, or the money, and all of these things, every lover became mad. Then if a person found sukoon in guna and sin, why did a person go mad? If there was enjoyment, and there was peace of mind, Nazim Munashah Hakim Muhammad Afsar Sahib Rahmatullah in one place mentioned, he says that there is outward sukoon for a short while, arzi sukoon. It is for a temporary, very temporary, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And then he says, it's like taking, you got a fire, and you take paraffin and you throw it over the fire. So the fire will go down first. It looks like the fire has gone off. But then it just goes on for a few seconds, and then it comes even worse. Because you throw the paraffin over the fire. Or you take oil, you throw it over. So it goes down for a short while, and then it comes higher even. So any guna and sin, a person thinks, I will fulfill my desire, and the desire will go away from me. It becomes stronger even. The last time I look at that woman, I just want to watch one more movie. So you'll watch the film, the desire will become stronger in a person. Let's look at that woman. After this, I won't see any other woman. So now, he got that enjoyment a little bit, then it gets worse. One time I want to take drugs. One more cigarette. One more time I'll masturbate. One more time I'll watch porn. So all of these things, just one more time. Then it becomes stronger and stronger in a person. Eventually a person can't come out of it. And the ilaj and the cure for it is to control oneself. Put a force on the nafs. And maybe it will be difficult upon a person. But the next time it becomes easier. Then it becomes easier. And after a time, a while, it becomes very, very easy for a person to control himself. So the solution for this is not to follow the demands and the desires of guna, but it is to control a person's self. So Hazrat said, if there was sukoon in this peace of mind in fulfilling our desires, why are people called mad people? So Hazrat used to say that if you go to the mad hospital, majority of the people in the mad hospital, 80% of them, they became mad in love of certain woman. They fell in love with a woman, and then they went mad. It destroyed their whole life. Dunya was destroyed, Akhirat was destroyed, because of love for some woman who was, is temporary also. And Hazrat used to say that the cure for this is think about the final result. If an intelligent person, always look at the final result. What is the final result of these people? Filth and dirt, and they will go in a qabr. So then a person will not become mad. He will make his object of life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat says, "Bacho gande amal se, amrodo se dur ho jao. Agar ye fail achcha ta, khuda patar na barsata." Stay away from this evil action of homosexuality, especially with young lads. But then Hazrat used to say, "Innakum la ta'atuna rijal." Do you fulfill your desires by men? So Hazrat used to say, in today's time, even with men, even if the man got a beard, and you find some inclination towards him, stay far away from that person, far away from that person, far away from that person. You've got some handsome face, because how shaitan attacks a person. And Hazrat used to say that the Sufis and those who are in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have to make more effort. Because he says that when a person makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his heart becomes very receptive to beauty. It becomes soft. So he gets more desire for beauty. So this person has to make more mujahada, and he gets much more closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More mujahada, more mujahada, more mujahada. But he has to be more careful. And now many the Sufia, the ulama, they normally don't meet with ladies. They don't go out. So shaitan attacks them in another way. He attacks them with young boys, with young lads. So a person has to be very careful. Nafs is always with a person, lurking with a person, and he's trying to attack a person. So we have to be very careful, and we should not soothe our nafs that, no, me, it's a boy that's here. I've got no real desires for him. As soon as a person feels that there's some desire within a person, then a person must be, he must stay away completely from there. May Allah give us tawfiq to open our eyes of the heart. A person can realize this year. So this says, if it was a good action this year, this homosexuality, Allah would never have sent stones down from the heavens. And in today's time, Allah make maaf that the whole world, unfortunately, the whole mind is going in an upside down direction, and they're trying to legalize it and allow it, marriages. The other day I was walking in the airport, and this, my eyes fell on one magazine, they ate on one magazine, they ate on one magazine, they actually got a gay magazine. They only got the books, the whole book is for gay people. I mean, they are trying to promote themselves so much that they have got special books in it for them also. So we should have hatred in our heart. Inni la'amalikum min al-qalin. Luther al-Islam said, I hate you people's action. This is that hatred a person must have in his heart for them. Then Hazrat says, Nahi mumkin ta unki raah mein mera qadam rakhna, qadam rakhna, qadam rakhna. Agar jazb e karam ki dil nahi koi sada paata. It was not possible for me to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to even put my one step in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there was from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the voice which came in my heart that I must go for majlis, I must sit in the company of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah ta'ala, I must go on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is not our kamal or any perfection from us. We should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La in shakartum la azidannakum. And we should always have the fear that if Allah ta'ala wants to, shaitan 1,000 years he worshipped Allah ta'ala, and he was Allah was just this, Allah ta'ala rejected him. Jibreel alayhi salam and Mikael alayhi salam were very frightened. Allah ta'ala asked them why. They said, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so many years Iblis, he made your ibadat, and you rejected him, you kicked him out of the court. Tomorrow it can happen to us. So Allah ta'ala said, remain like this. You have that fear in your heart always. I don't know whether my actions will be accepted or not. Allah ta'ala can chase me out from his court. Main tak jata hu apni daastan e dard se akhtar, magar main kya karu, chup bhi nahi mujhse raha jata. Hazrat says, I get tired also of explaining my heart, the condition of my heart, and my heart, and my heart, and my stories, what I am telling you, and where to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or what must I do? The love of Allah ta'ala is overflowing from my heart, coming out. I'm just forced to say it. As our Buzruks mentioned, when a person gets the love of Allah ta'ala, first it's just in the heart, then eventually it overflows. Then a person, it just comes out from his mouth, comes out from his eyes, from his ears. The awliya Allah, I become such like that. So we sit in their company. So that some of the effects of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come unto us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding, give us tawfiq and ability to benefit from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to save ourselves from every kind of guna.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa, wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina tafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. Before we start, just one example that came to mind, hopefully it's beneficial for us. I will repeat it, it will be for myself, I will remember it inshallah. And that is, we are here in this dunya, we all are here in this dunya, and we all have to die, we know. And when we die, then it is either that we are going to Jannah, or we are going to Jahannam. Allah save us all. And going to Jahannam is either temporary or permanent. Allah save us even from temporary. Because even a second there, just the thought of it also The person cannot take it all. So, and the way to go to Jannat, what is the way? How should we live our life? The way of Allah's command, the deen of Allah Ta'ala, sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that road will take us to Jannat. And the way to Jahannam, breaking Allah's laws, going, living another lifestyle. So each one of us, for ourselves, each one, we think, what is my lifestyle? If it is according to the commands of Allah Ta'ala, the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then inshallah, Allah is Allah, Allah does as He pleases. But inshallah, then we have hope that we will be going to Jannah. And if my lifestyle, everyone has to see in ourselves, what is my lifestyle like? If it is going about breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala, not following the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then that road takes us towards Jahannam. So we should see which way we are going. Narrated that when Malakul Maut came to take the ruh of one person, of evil person, and he was very frightened, so he asked me, where are you going to take me to? So he said, I'll take you to your amal. What your amal are, I will take you there. If your amal were the amal of Jannat, you'll go to Jannat. And if your amal with the amal of Jahannam, you will go to Jahannam. So we have to see what our amal are, and what is in our hearts also. That sometimes we can put a show on, but have we still got love of kufr? Like for example, like this, we all will be content. I'm dressed according to sunnah. I got beard. I got burqa. All that so is amal of Jannat. But let a wedding come, for example. Then see how we have that wedding. Is it according to the commands of Allah, sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or is it every other way besides that? The ways of the kuffar, their ways. One place somebody wrote that the weddings there, the funerals there, while still the mayyat is in the house, already the marquee is ordered, and then all the catering is already given to the caterers, the waitresses already are there, before even the mayyat has left. Dawats are given to all the people in the town, so for whatever, from what time the mayyat is supposed to be, for lunch, for supper, for breakfast also. Everything like this. So is that the tariqah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Or which tariqah is that? Our dressing we must see, our holidays we must see, that how are we spending our holidays? Is it that way of going to Jannat, or is it some other way? Everything of ours, we're bringing up our children, the education of our children. Is that education going to take them to Jannat, or is it going to take us somewhere else? And we are just worried of this dunya, the living it up here, securing ourselves, and actually we know, the Quran Sharif has repeated the instances of these nations which Allah destroyed, whether it was the people of Ad, the people of Thamud, the people of Hud, Lut alayhi salam, the people of Hud, the people of Shu'aib alayhi salam, Fir'aun and his people. They had everything of this dunya, everything, but the success is not in those things. Success, true success even of this world, as we heard now in this beautiful advisors of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, that these all other things of this dunya, there is no peace of mind in there. Just as Maulana Musa explained, the highest amount of suicides are psychiatrists. If they were here to solve other people's problems, why aren't their own problems getting solved? And the highest rate of suicide are what are called first world countries, and which are called the wealthy people, who've got everything, but in wealth, in position, in degrees, in all these things, there is no chain, no sukun. The sujain and sukoon is fulfilling the commandments of. But shaitan puts it at that time, yes, now this lucrative holiday year. It's now holiday period, December. How many are booked for December already? So let's go for holiday. Everything is so rosy. But after the holidays, when a person comes home, he's more tired. And then he wants a rest. Because I'm too tired. So if he went for holiday, that he wants his rest for the whole year in 1 week. So he went for holiday. When he comes back, why must he be still so tired? He should be very fresh, rejuvenated, and going because I'm burnt out, because I'm right at the lowest ebb. So when you came back from your holiday, you should be in the high. But you need a rest, again. And then, of course, for how many people who borrowed that money, whether it's from the bank they took or any other way, now that worry of payment again. So we must see, just like this, we all will say that we are on this road to Jannah. I'm a Muslim. I make my 5 times namaz. I do everything. I pay my zakat. But when these occasions come, then see in which direction are we going. And all this also, how shaitan pulls the screen over our eyes. And we don't see it. And we feel this is just the right thing to do at this time. But we are doing all the wrong thing. So Allah Ta'ala give us to ponder of this at each stage. Whether I'm buying a pair of shoes, whether for my children I'm buying, what kind of clothes I'm buying. Is it to make them happy or to make Allah happy? For my wife, what kind of clothes? How does my wife dress? How is her dressing, etc.? All that we have to see. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we bring us Islam and we walk that road. And then you will find the chain and sukoon also. Yeah, in the test will come. Allah will put it immediately, like a person who wants to smoke, for example. Maulana Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to give this example. 2 brothers who had some disease and they used to scratch a lot. So the one brother decided after some time, I must go for treatment. So he went to Dr. Hakim Saab. He gave him some medicine and it was to clean his blood. So all the time he was running toilet whole night. And the other brother, he didn't take treatment. He's scratching himself and you enjoy when you scratch. And you scratch more also. So in the morning, the one brother asked the other one, last night, what, you were going so much toilet up and down? He says, Hakim, I went, he gave me some medicine to clean my stomach, to purify, clean my blood. So I was going up and down. He says, me, I was enjoying whole night and I was scratching. But this one who's scratching, is going to become very serious in disease. And then he's going to suffer terribly. This one is going to get cured. So just like that, yeah, all our little gunas that we see, enjoyment in there immediately. Little bit enjoyment for little while. And then after that, the suffering starts. In this dunya also, Allah save us all. Hey, who is there who's not complaining of depression, sadness, feeling down and burnt out? So much of this comes. It's because of gunas. And if a person makes sabr that little while, and he fulfills the command of Allah Ta'ala. Like anything, person who masturbates, this one last time. Person who smokes, this one last cigarette. All this one last time. But it's never a last time. It carries on. But and Allah has given us that ability to stop ourselves. Otherwise, na'uzubillah, Allah is making zulm on us. That we can't stop ourselves from guna, and Allah commanded us to stop from guna. We can, we have got it, but we're not using it. That's our problem, we're not using it. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. In this kitab, this person writes a letter to Hazrat, and we should see for ourselves also how much we benefit. The same conditions come to us also. نماز پڑھتے وقت اور اس کے علاوہ کبھی کبھار اور کبھی اکثر مجھے دل میں خیال آتا ہے کہ کفریہ الفاظ دل میں سوچو. Say sometimes in namaz, and this many of our friends write also, this condition comes upon them. And besides namaz also, and sometimes Just like that, the sword comes to me, that I must say words of kufr. Huna, some, na'uzubillah, some wrong things I must say. Wasawis. Many of us, we are in that, all these wrong thoughts come to our mind. Or kabhi kabar main unko rok paata hoon. Sometimes I can control the thoughts of mine. Or kabhi nahi. And sometimes I just can't control this very bad, evil thoughts keep on coming. Or kabhi Qurani ayat aur hadith sharif sunte waqt Qurani ayat aur hadith sharif ke mutalliq galat khayalat aate hain. And shaitan interferes so much. We are ayat of the Quran and he puts some doubt in the mind. He puts something else in the mind. We hear a hadith and he says the pure, clean meaning of the hadith. Shaitan puts some other filthy thought in the mind. This happens also, and to many people it happens also. And they get very, very worried about it also. So the treatment to that is, for that is, khyalat aur waswase aana koi guna nahi hai. That just the thoughts that come, which are called wasawis, whisperings of shaitan. He just puts the thoughts in the mind. We make this guna, go here, do that, that Allah doesn't exist, na'uzubillah, there is no life after death, na'uzubillah, there is no jannah, jahannam, all these thoughts he put. Or the ayat you heard, Maulana is explaining it, no, but like this, it can't be like this, it should be like this, yeah. All these type of thoughts, shaitan works all the time on people. So the thoughts that come, they are not guna that come on their own. We are not responsible, the thought just comes on its own. We are not responsible for that, so that is no guna whatsoever. So person doesn't have to be so concerned about that. Some people, they like kill themselves, why these evil thoughts are coming to me? We should just not worry about it. Or zuban se bhi aise alfaz na nikalo. And don't speak also. As long as it's just in your heart, in your mind, that is no guna. And you didn't bring the thought. Shaitan brings that thought to you. Now, as long as you never speak and you're not thinking on your own more of it, that is no guna. Aur uska ilaj adam iltifat hai. And this is in simple terms, but unfortunately, that doesn't make sense to us. The simple solution, it is that you don't pay attention to it. All the thoughts that come, just don't pay any attention to them. That is the solution to it. Example Hazrat gives, yani unko mutlak ahmiyat na do. Just don't give them any importance. Don't even go and ask anyone. Don't you make it important that now I have to go and ask and that. That is for those who know. Who don't know, they're going to ask. So don't even ask anyone. Just ignore it and finish. Jaise kutte kutta bhongta rehta hai. Like when you're walking on the road, a dog barks. Aap raah chalte rehte hai. You keep on walking. If you're going to pay attention to the dog, he'll come more for you. You just keep on walking, he'll get tired barking. So like that, this shaitan is putting this thought, you just don't pay any attention to it. Just ignore it completely. And you just carry on what you have to do. Shaitan will come away. Just like that, in our namazes, shaitan will bring this. You made three rakats, you made two rakats. So you decide it's two rakats. Then just carry on. You think now it's three, just carry on. Otherwise, hold. And every namaz is going to bring in you. All the time you are going to be in doubts about everything. You made wudu, my wudu broke. Hey, wind came. Now you be sure you know that your wuzu did. Now just that doubt, by doubt wuzu doesn't break. You made wuzu is a sure thing. Now that sure thing can only break by a sure thing. When you are sure, my wuzu broke, wind came out, or whatever urine dropped. For that also, after we make a istinja wuzu, then sprinkle little water on the private part. So then that wasawis won't come. So this, and on the other hand, when you're sure my wuzu broke, it's broken. So you go, you make wuzu again. But just doubt the shaitan. How many people don't get finished with wuzu? Washing their hands over and over. Istinja, they take so long. Just making istinja all the time, that my istinja is not made. So this is all shaitan, how he keeps a person back. And this, and this, and this happens again more on those nights when you want to make real ibadah, big nights, etc. So shaitan comes more and he puts a doubt in you. Now you say, I haven't got wuzu, now I am going to make wuzu again. Just let me go and sleep away. So just ignore the all this wasawis that come. When you are sure something, then you, of course, you do according. But this wasawis that shaitan brings, we should ignore that completely. Na un khayalat mein mashghool ho, na unko bhagane ki koshish kare. Don't think about them, and don't try and push them away also. Don't try and get rid of them also. Any of that, you're going to get more involved in that. Shaitan will occupy you more. So any of these wasawis that come, the easy way is just adam-e iltifat. Don't pay attention. And another example, our buzurgs give also. If you are driving, especially not now perhaps, I don't know now, but in India, on the road you'll go, there is a bus also, here also we have buses. There's a truck also, there is a rickshaw also, here also we have rickshaws. There is a person with a cycle also on the freeway. There is a donkey cart also going. Everyone is going. So the minute you pay attention to them, then you're going to drive. You just watch yourself. That you must be going straight. And somebody is coming. In India it happens. The person just pushes in right in front of you. So you watch yourself, you'll be safe. And you don't pay attention. Or what else, for example, you go on the cell phone. How many accidents take place because of the cell phone? The person got busy with the cell phone. An accident. So you just watch what you have to do. Don't pay attention to the cell phone. So the thoughts are also the same. I have to do this. I'm in my namaz. I'm in my tilawat. I have to do this. Don't pay attention to the thought. Neither, if you start swearing the truck driver and you start swearing this person, front he gave a sharp brake. And we, if you ever traveled with, especially these public drivers, public transport drivers in India, the amount they swear that person, and he's not hearing anything. He is going on his way and they are swearing. What terrible swears they shout in. But he doesn't hear anything. You just upsetting yourself. You just keep cool and you do what you have to do. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. We'll just do this one also from this kitab. It's also a very important one. Riyakari ka ilaj matloob hai. Ke ahkar is maraz mein muktala hai. I want the treatment that I'm doing things for show, for name and fame, for people. And here, it's very simple. If you do things to show people, that is called riya. They're doing this for name, fame, to show people I do this. The same thing you do for Allah, it is called ikhlas. Now it is ikhlas. If you do it for people, which is haram, there is of course no sawab. All your effort is gone down the drain. And the people you can never please. No matter what you do, this person will have this opinion, very, very good. The other person, totally opposite. And whatever decision you make also. There is one quarter that is going to be full in your support, another quarter totally against you. Anywhere you go, anything you do. So if you do it for people, you're not going to get anything. And even if they praise you, for how long? The day is going to come that you won't remain, they also won't remain. And that amal also didn't even take place. Because you did it for people. You do it for Allah, Allah, which is ikhlas. Then Allah Ta'ala preserves it. And when Allah wants to, Allah makes that amal known to people, which nobody knew about. Those three people who were in that cave of Bani Israel, and they presented the amal to Allah Ta'ala. Today that is in Bukhari Sharif. And the whole world is reading about it. Allah made it known. Many other things which people, how many stories of our buzurg, they did it only for Allah's pleasure. Allah made it known. So it is just this little difference. And of course, like we will think that if I do things for people, so then I will get respect. People will honor me, respect me. And to have respect and honor is a necessary thing of deen. We are not commanded, make dua, oh Allah, make me disgraced. Let me be humiliated. Let all people look down upon me. That is not what is required. You must pay what izzat. People respect you, honor you. But people haven't got control over respect. And they can't give you respect. Respect is only from Allah Ta'ala. So when you do it for Allah, Allah will give you. So if you look for it from people, that is haram. And the same dua also, Allahumma ij'alni fi ayni saghira. Make me in my eyes small. That I realize I'm useless, I'm dead in my... Waj'alni, and you make me. Not that I people, waj'alni fi a'yuni nasi kabira. And make me big in the eyes of the people. So we're not don't do it for people, that they make you big. Do it for Allah, and you make me big in the eyes of the people. So when you do it for Allah, it is ikhlas. Allah will give you all the fruit of it, yet also, there also. The same thing you do for people is riya. And there is no benefit, no people can't give you what you want. So you just do it only for Allah Ta'ala. Riya ka maqsad logo mein izzat hasil karna hai. The object of riya, that people must respect me, so I do make my namaz a bit extra long today. People are watching me, wait 2 rakats extra today, or close my eyes and sit with my tasbih, or put up my hands and I'm making dua, etc. And I start crying also in my dua, but it is to show people. In there is nothing. You do it for Allah's sake, nobody knows. Allah knows, and you did it for His pleasure. What He will give you, nobody can ever give what Allah Ta'ala gives. Yeh socha kare ke riya karke Allah ko naraaz karna hai. And when you do things to show people, you are displeasing Allah Ta'ala. Aur jis maqsad ke liye yeh guna kiya, yeh makhlooq mein izzat hogi. And which object you did that guna, so that you have respect and honor in the people, تو ایک دن موت کے وقت نہ عزت کرنے والے رہیں گے نہ میں رہوں گا. That one day will come when those who are respected, they also won't remain, I also won't remain. And in fact that amal also didn't take place. F is completely zero, nothing whatsoever, in fact minus. And if you did it for Allah, it stays forever. And you're going to live ever by Allah. And He'll give you even there forever that return. تو ایسی فانی عزت کے لیے اللہ کو ناراض کرنا کہاں کی عقل مندی ہے. So for such temporary respect, and that also so some will respect you, others will speak completely against it. So for that to displease Allah Ta'ala, this is not the work of an intelligent person, that you displease Allah Ta'ala. So if we think of that, inshallah, Ikhlas will easily come in a person. And also the famous dua which Hazrat taught us, we should read that also. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who reads this dua, Allah will remove all types of riya from it. The small of it, the big of it, every type Allah Ta'ala will remove. The dua is very easy, like first kalima, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'an wa ana a'lam. وَاسْتَغْفِرُكَ لِمَا لَا أَعْلَمُ. Just like that, in the fourth kalima, it's more detailed. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ أَنْ أُشْرِكَ بِكَ شِرِكَ شِرِكَ شَيْئًا وَأَنَا أَعْلَمُ بِهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرُكَ لِمَا لَا أَعْلَمُ بِهِ تُبْتُ عَنْهُ وَتَبَرَّأْتُ مِنَ الْكُفْرِ وَالشِّرْكِ وَالْمَعَاصِي كُلِّهَا أَسْلَمْتُ وَآمَنْتُ وَأَقُولُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Yeah, it is just the short. But even if we read that, that also inshallah, the meaning is more or less similar, but the actual words of the hadith are very short. If we read that, Allah will save us from all type of riya. Otherwise, we will easily get caught up in riyakari. We'll just read a little bit from here. And this is pride and conceit. Pride is that you think you are better than other people and you look down upon other people. Conceit is you don't look down upon anyone. You don't think you are better than somebody, but just that you think I'm good. That is also haram. Just to think I'm good, I'm pious, I'm righteous, that is also haram. So, Hazrat explains here, jo shakhs لوگوں کی تعریف سے اپنے کو برا سمجھتا ہے اس کی مثال اس شخص کی سی ہے A person who thinks that I'm big, I'm somebody, I'm something. His example is like that person, جو اپنے گھوڑے کی لاتوں کی شرارتوں سے تنگ آ کر دلال کو فروخت کرنے کے لیے دیا. Who became very frustrated and lost all hope in his horse, that his horse always drops him from when he sits on the horse, kicks him, trouble for years and years. This horse was troubling him like this. So he thought, I must sell this horse. This horse is no good. I must get rid of it. I must sell it. So he went to the agent to sell horses. دلال نے بازار میں اس گھوڑے کی خوب جھوٹی تعریفیں لوگوں کو سنانی شروع کی. And the work of the agent, when you want to sell his product, like today also, all lies they will speak. Politician, when he wants votes, what then, what won't he say at that time? So this agent is doing his job, and he's saying this horse, when it runs, it's like it's the waves of the sea moving, and it's such a good horse, and what praises he said gave of the horse. اس بے وقوف نے کہا کہ جب اس میں یہ خوبیاں ہیں تو ہم نہیں فروخت کرتے. That stupid person, he said that when this horse is so good, like this person is saying, then I'm not selling my horse. I want my horse back. حالانکہ تمام عمر اس گھوڑے کی خباثت اور شرارت رت کا تجربہ بھول گیا. And years that the horse is troubling him, just that few minutes of praise, 2-3 minutes which the agent praised the horse, he forgot that how many years this horse is. He completely gave up on the horse, how terrible it was. اسی طرح جو مدت و اپنے نفس کی شرارتوں اور معاصی سے واقف ہے. And we know how a nafs, how bad it is, what it let us do, this guna, that guna, how bad it is, public, private, our akhlaq is bad, our namazes we rush through, what a wrong things we do. We know about this. Kisi ki tarif se uska apna nalayak nafs ko layak samajhna nihayat darja ka ghadapan aur himakat hai. Just because somebody is praising you for a few minutes, whatever, you gave a bayan, oh malana, what a bayan. Oh, you are such a pious person, you are this, you are that. Just little bit on your faith, and you can be sure that person goes around your back, and they already he starts speaking bad about you. That little bit, and now it's gone to your head. That really, I'm so pious, I'm so good, everyone loves me, everyone respects me. So it's just like that person, that horse, that he knows it's so bad, just that little bit. But unfortunately, we still get so caught up with the shaitan comes and we forget everything. He puts such a screen in front of us that we forget everything and we think really we are like that. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand all the tricks of shaitan. In this kitab, just briefly, we are reading that story in Masnavi Sharif of that one buzurg that just once he forgot to say insha'Allah, and the price he had to pay for it, that they cut his one hand, arm, and his one leg. And that was that he went into the jungle to make Allah's ibadat. And he made a promise to Allah, I won't eat anything from the trees. Only what for the fruit that falls down, I will eat. But he didn't say inshallah. He trusted upon, I will do it. I got the power, I got the strength, I can stay away. Like many of us, I'll never commit this guna, I'll never lie. And then you get caught in a lie. So many of these things we fall prey to. So we don't trust in Allah that we will do it. So then he went into the jungle and he started his ibadat. Allah Ta'ala made it such that the wind didn't pass that way. And now no fruit was falling on the ground. Now he became helpless. And he went against his promise. And then he started, so to punish him, Allah Ta'ala made it that a group of thieves came into the jungle there, and they were staying in the jungle somewhere there. Somebody informed of the police, went and informed the police that there are crooks here in the jungle. So the police came. And the head of the police found this buzurg first. So he thought he's one of the crooks. And he told his men, he said, take care of him. He said, I'm not a crook. How much he's telling them? They're not listening. And in the process, they cut off his one arm and his one leg. A person going by, he told, what you filthy, there is a very great Allah wala, great wuzur. And how could, so that police came now, the head of the police, he took off his topi, like humility, took off his shoes and he grabbed his legs, begged him, please forgive me. If you don't forgive me, Allah's azab will come now on me. So he said, it's not your fault, it's my fault. I came here and I disobeyed Allah, I did not fulfill my promise, which I made. So this is the punishment Allah gave me in return. So we have to be very careful. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say insha'Allah one time. Allah stopped wahi for how many days? And that was so hard on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today we think for ourselves, Bismillah, and Alhamdulillah, insha'Allah, masha'Allah. We see our children, we see our house, our car, ever masha'Allah comes on. MashaAllah doesn't come. Still, you say MashaAllah, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. Allah will protect that ni'mat. But we even just MashaAllah, Allah, Allah, that it is Allah gave it. Allah gave it. But we don't say it, I work for this car. I got it, my business, I build it up. My garden, I work hard every day. My house is beautiful, I did it. No, mashallah. Then we are in our children. The child is so nice, cute. But how cute is the child? But no, mashallah. Mashallah. The child knows Surah Fatiha, knows this, knows that. It's still so small. Then Allah, may Allah save us. If Allah takes us to task on that, we are goners. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to be in the remembrance of Allah, and not only the words, but in the heart also. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.